Amen. Please be seated. Have you ever noticed how much we tend to take things for granted? We tend to get bored with things pretty quickly. And even with the really great things in our lives, we often end up desiring something better or something more. We get so accustomed to the blessings in our lives that we no longer notice them. We no longer give thanks for them. We end up taking our blessings for granted, giving no more notice of them than our belly buttons or our left pinky toe. When we stop noticing our blessings and stop giving thanks for them, they kind of fade for us, like the sun on a cold and rainy day. It's still there, but we can't see it, and we can't feel the warmth of its rays on our skin. When we stop noticing our blessings, they are also still there, but we can no longer feel the warmth and healing in our hearts. Taking things for granted, it leaves us decaying on the inside. Faith, hope, and love dim as we take things for granted. And the antidote for that, the bright light to shine in our hearts and revive our faith, hope, and love, is gratitude. Jesus healed 10 people in the story we heard today. All 10 had leprosy, terrible and contagious skin condition, so they were no longer allowed to be around other people. They were all quarantined away from others and had to shout when others came near, warning them to stay away. So when the 10 were healed of their leprosy, you'd think that they would have all been so excited and grateful that they run back to Jesus and thank him, giving praise to God. But as we heard, that didn't happen. Only one of the 10 came back, glorifying God and giving thanks to Jesus. So did the others take their healing for granted? Probably not. I imagine they were pretty darn happy, and they definitely were going to show themselves to the priests, because the priests were in charge of ending their quarantine. But they didn't go back and give thanks to the one who healed them. Did they just not realize that Jesus had healed them? After all, the healing happened as they were on their way to the priest. Jesus didn't really do anything, didn't wave his hands over them or touch them. Maybe they just didn't realize, didn't notice that he was the reason they were healed. Now, part of me thinks, no one's that thick. But maybe they were. How often do we not see the blessings right in front of us? How often do we stress and fret and get upset about problems when there are good things all around if we would simply notice them? How often might we be healed if we did notice and give thanks for the blessings in our lives rather than taking the good things for granted? In our reading from 2 Kings, Naaman seemed to take for granted that he should be healed. If there was a great healer, then he should be healed by him personally, because Naaman was a big deal. And he should have the utmost respect and honor given to him, or so he felt. So when the prophet Elisha sent an underling to tell Naaman, just go bathe in the River Jordan, Naaman was pissed. Doesn't this prophet healer guy know who I am? How important I am? So Naaman's pride got knocked down a few pegs. And because of that, he was no longer taking everything for granted. He was no longer assuming everything should be owed to him, so he became grateful for his healing rather than taking it for granted. Taking the blessings in our lives for granted rather than being grateful for them leaves us cold and in darkness. Gratitude, on the other hand, heals us and saves us just as surely as the physical healing touch of Jesus. Giving thanks rather than expecting more is part of our faith, part of our faithful walk with God. And we see this truth played out in reverse with Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were not grateful for what they had. They took it all for granted and wanted more. Thanks so much, God, for this garden. Absolutely wonderful. And all of the trees and fruit and animals, top-notch work on your part, God. And looking at each other, whoo, nice. So truly, thanks a bunch, but we're not really satisfied. Seen this, done that, and now we're just going to go ahead and take that one thing that you said not to. Lack of gratitude from Adam and Eve. And suddenly all of the beauty and wonder of everything around that was so good suddenly seemed gray and drab, leeching sorrow rather than bringing joy. Yeah, it's good, they thought, but it's not good enough. We deserve better. Imagine being in paradise with your ideal, perfect companion. You don't have any work to do because the ground just makes food for you. You get to just enjoy life with God and one another, truly not a care in the world. Can you imagine ever saying, yeah, but what more is there? This isn't really enough. Yeah, me too. Given enough time, we tend to always find what's lacking, what's not good enough. Even in paradise, we will find a way to say, yeah, but it could be better. And every time we do, we end up shutting ourselves off to the blessings we have, longing for some imagined blessing that we don't have, certain that if we just had that imagined whatever, then finally life would be okay. The better woman or man to be with. I can't accept this one's faults and flaws anymore. They're fine, but I deserve better. Or I just found out something about them that I don't really like all that much, so I'm moving on. If there is a way to take a blessing for granted, we are probably going to find it. And that's why we need Jesus. That's why God became human, became one of us. So when we start taking our blessings for granted, God is there within us, calling us back, guiding us back. God became human, and Jesus is in and through all of us, so we can strive together and build one another up in gratitude, help one another notice our blessings. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't get to be sad. Of course we get to be sad. There's some really terrible stuff in the world. And if we aren't saddened by the horrors around us, well, then we have blinders on just as much as if we ignore our blessings. If we pretend that all is well, that there is no sadness in the world, that all we are is grateful and that's it, then we're lying about our blessings even. Choosing gratitude as a way of life does not deny pain and sorrow, but choosing gratitude does help us heal from pain and sorrow. The gospel is ultimately all about our healing. So there's a question of, do we end up then taking that healing, taking the gospel for granted? Do we take for granted the union with God and one another that has been given to us? Do we take for granted that God has forgiven us? And do we therefore just no longer notice the gospel? Do we no longer notice God's grace? Do we live lives without gratitude? Well, of course we do. Like Naaman, like Jesus' disciples, like the nine people Jesus healed, we live without gratitude at times. We stop taking notice of the blessings in our lives, and sometimes something as simple, even as ordinary as the air in our lungs. And so we are reminded to notice, to look for and notice the blessings in our lives. When some blessing happens in our lives, we are reminded to give thanks to God from whom all blessings flow. That's faith and a faithful life. Choosing to notice the beauty and the joy in life. Choosing to give thanks. Sometimes even when the rain clouds gather and we can no longer see the sun or feel its warmth on our skin, we give thanks anyway, trusting that the blessing is still there. And as we give thanks and choose gratitude as our way of life, then faith, hope, and love spring forth again in our hearts, renewed, and we find new life and healed life once again.